One of the very negative effects of this pandemic and the requirements put upon us at this time is because of the practice of social distancing and separation is that people can become tremendously lonely. They can start to feel that they're so isolated from their loved ones and their friends that they don't have much in life. In the Old Testament, one of the wisdom books talks about the value of friendship in a very powerful way. It refers to friends as treasures that we have. If you have a faithful friend, a faithful friend is referred to as a sturdy shelter. And so the Bible teaches that having friends and being with them is part of the way to find happiness in life. You know, you can go through so many trials and difficulties in your own personal life, but just spending time with your friends can really lift you up so powerfully. And yet, this time of the pandemic seems to frustrate our gift of friendship. We have to stay away from our friends and they have to stay away from us. And what can happen when people feel lonely is they can give in to despair. They can start to feel that their life is not as valuable as it once was. Because, you know, when you're with your friends, that friendship is an act of total acceptance of you. It makes you feel tremendously valuable. So when you're separated from your friends and loved ones, that sense of your own value can diminish to some degree. And there are people who will give in to despair when they feel tremendously lonely. This is one of the very negative consequences of our current situation at the time of this pandemic. But I want to talk about something right now that I feel can really not only address this experience of loneliness at this time, but can really solve it in a powerful way. And it is the presence of Jesus Christ, the presence of Jesus. This almost seems like it's wrong to talk about the presence of Jesus because many of our churches are closed and our liturgies are suspended. And, you know, people will go to the church looking for some sense of peace, some experience of the presence of God in their lives. And by and large, we can't have that right now. We cannot have that for many different reasons and in many different situations. But Jesus is still present. In fact, St. Paul the Apostle, who himself went through all manner of trouble, would say that nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. So even now, even if your local church is closed or you have no access to public liturgies, you cannot be separated from the love of Christ, according to the scriptures. A long time ago, in the year 325, there was this gathering of theologians and bishops at a thing called the Council of Nicaea. And they gathered to try to come up with a clear definition of who Jesus Christ is. And they came up with this theological formula where they said that Jesus Christ is God from God, light from light, true God from true God. That Jesus is begotten, not made. That he is consubstantial with the Father. In other words, it means that Jesus is perfectly one with the mystery of God, the mystery that created the whole universe. Jesus is totally one with that mystery. This is technical theological language in this formula from the Council of Nicaea, but it can really, really help us in this time, especially in this time where you can experience some kind of loneliness because you're separated from your friends or from your church. What it means is that since Jesus is a divine person, that he has a divine nature, that he is one with God, it means that he is with us. It means that he is omnipresent, that he's everywhere. Jesus Christ is everywhere. This is what this teaching of the Council of Nicaea means. Jesus Christ is everywhere. Some years after, not too long after the Council of Nicaea, there was a Catholic bishop named St. Augustine. And he began to understand more fully the fact that Jesus is omnipresent, that Jesus is everywhere. And he says this in one of his writings. He says, "I will speak then to our Lord Jesus Christ. I will speak and let him hear me. I believe him present. I do not doubt it at all. For he himself said, 'I am with you always, even until the consummation of the world.'" And I really love these words of St. Augustine because they kind of show to us the reality of a personal relationship to Jesus. It means that even if we are separated from everyone that we have needed so much in our lives, it means we have someone who is with us, someone who is never distant from us, someone who is personally with us, and he's all-powerful and he loves us. That is Jesus Christ the Lord. These words of St. Augustine teach us that we need to have a prayer that is not only liturgical, but a prayer that is deeply personal. And this is what we want to try to work on, especially now in this time of isolation. I want to encourage you to have a place in your home that's reserved for prayer. Some people, you go to their homes and they have a little corner of a room. It just could be a little arrangement of an image of Jesus or some of the saints, maybe a little Bible, and they would have that as a place of prayer. And they would go there each day and spend some time speaking to Jesus, just as St. Augustine says that we can. And that prayer is something that has to be very personal. You can go to Jesus in this prayer and pour out your heart before him and share with him all your concerns, and you can worship him. You can honor him in this prayer. It's a good idea to have a place in your home reserved for prayer. And it doesn't have to be enormous. It doesn't have to be a huge church inside your house. It can be something very, very simple, but it's very, very special. In this regard, I also encourage you, in your time of personal prayer to Jesus, to try to make sure that you're not distracted by electronic devices, such as your cell phone. Now, I know you're watching this on Facebook right now or YouTube, so you have to use your electronic device, but in your time of prayer, really try to be disciplined in that. You still will need your phone for like emergency contacts and things like that, but have some kind of plan to make sure that your prayer, as best as possible, is not distracted by too many electronic devices. Each day, speak to the Lord Jesus from your heart, with your voice, with humility and with reverence. And that prayer will help you to experience that even if you are all alone in your home, you don't have to be lonely. In these unusual times, there is someone who is with us, the one who is above all time and above the whole universe, the one who's all-powerful and all-good, Jesus Christ, our Lord. He truly is Emmanuel, God with us. And by our humble little prayers each day to him, in our own little space of prayer in our homes, we can make sure that we stay close to him. God bless you.